Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of Blog.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. I hope you can hear me okay. I meant to do a test run today to see what was going on, and unfortunately I had a lot of appointments today, so I couldn't do a test run to see if it was the laptop, the microphone. I'm not sure. I also pulled myself back a little bit, hoping maybe that might help a little bit. And if you listen in normally, you know I don't go back and listen to the shows. And sadly, I went back and listened to Sunday's show, the remake show that we did. And I was so pissed off, beyond pissed off. I put a lot of time into that. And, I mean, I had a great time doing it. And and there was a problem with the audio. And I'm pissed. I deleted the show, and just a lot of time wasted. I'm very upset, but hopefully it's working well. If you're listening in, if you'll let me know if you hear me okay, if it sounds muffled, I'd appreciate it. But I would love for you guys to call in, because you guys are so good to me. I'm so happy to be good to you and give you something back for being such great people and always listening and taking part in the show. We have concert tickets to give away, courtesy of NJ Pack in Newark, New Jersey, the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. We recently partnered with them, and it's going to be great. So I have tickets to John Waite on 11/5, and tickets to Chaka Khan on November 6th. And I actually put the wrong dates on my post for you guys. I apologize. Yeah, 11/5 is John Waite, 11/6 is Chaka Khan. So tonight we've got a great show, actually. We've got up-and-coming singer. Well, I shouldn't say up-and-coming. She's done some great stuff. She's opened for some amazing acts right now that are current right now. So she's opened for some great acts, and she is very talented. And what she's doing is you know, there's a lot of bullying on the internet, especially with these people who are fake, telling one thing, saying they're one thing, but their lives are really different. And there's kids out there who are trying to aspire to be them, and they're hurting themselves. So anyway, tonight we've got Dynamite on the show, a young woman, beautiful voice, and we're going to play her new song. We're waiting for her to call in. In the meantime, also, please bear with me. We're having a major storm here. The thunder is rocking the building here. I don't know if I could even keep it quiet, no matter how soundproof I am here. It's so bad. It's coming down so bad. I don't know, guys. What happened to rain? It used to be rain. Rain was rain. Now it's when it rains, it's floods. It's this, that. It's just, it's not good. It is not good. So I'm going to text Dynamite folks to have her give us a call, because she's not calling in yet. So let me shoot a quick text out to them and have her give a call here. Let's see. Do you hear that? I think it's hail. It's hitting against my house. I can't believe this. This is just crazy, you know? Hold on one second. I'm typing and I can't do both at the same time, honey. I'm sorry, guys. As you can hear, that I can't type and speak at the same time. Anyway, today was a crazy day. Oh my God, is it so much running around and getting appointments here, there, and everywhere. And hold on 1 second. Let me just give my phone number here so they could call us on the show. And if you guys, again, if you guys want to win tickets, call into 646-478-0999. And all you have to do is call in, folks. No contest, nothing. Just call on in and get yourself these tickets to John Waite, I Can't Wait, and Chaka Khan, I Can't Wait. It's going to be very good. And we're going to get some other shows, too. So I hope you guys are interested in the shows that I let you know about. And unfortunately, I'm not able to promote the show on certain social media lately. Don't know why. For some reason, I keep getting blocked. Every time I promote the show, I get blocked. So I don't want to lose my account. So that's why I haven't been putting together the videos lately. So I'm trying to do something else first, too, before I get blocked. So anyway, yeah, we're waiting for Dynamite to give us a call, and we're going to play her new song tonight, Show Me You, and she's going to tell you all about what she's working on in trying to help these young kids who believe what they're seeing on the internet, and it's not true, the stuff you're seeing. And social media has a way with, I mean, look at the situation we're in with politics. Because of social media, religion, because of social media. It's just, and let's not even bring up the point of how many jobs were lost because of technology and social media. Yes, it's great. It's good for one thing. Not one, many things. Don't get me wrong on that. It's great for a lot of things. However, it's got a lot of downfalls, and a lot of people are affected by that. So, you know, for instance, tonight, like, we're going to talk with Dynamite, and she's going to say what she's been through or what she's seen happen. And some of these kids are committing suicide over what's on Instagram and trying to be something they're not and feeling left out of everything. And, you know, it's just, it's not cool. So she's trying to help it out. She's trying to help the situation out. So, and again, I'm very, very disappointed about the remake night. And the quality was just, it wasn't even the music that was a problem. It was just everything. So I don't know if you know, if you've been listening, my laptop died. I've been using a Chromebook. I don't know if that's the problem. Maybe the connection for the microphone to the Chromebook is an issue with the port. I don't know. So we're trying a new laptop tonight, and hopefully you can hear me okay. So what can we talk about before we get Dynamite on the phone? Let's see. Oh, we got some great November's filling up nice. November's filling up nice. I'm going to be working on that tonight. Who we got coming up? Oh, Dynamite tonight. Oh, Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights is on the 28th. I can't wait to have him on. And we're going to do a Halloween thingy on October 31st with director, actor, and musician Tim Lee. He's got a new horror movie out. That's going to be great. And November is really, I've got 2 days left. 2 days left already. And it just fills up in one day. It's amazing to me. So we've got a lot of good stuff coming for you in November, too. And the holidays are coming. This is the best time of year. It's like October does it for me. October kicks it off. My whole family, the majority of my family, the birthdays are in October. So that's pretty cool. That's always exciting for me. But you have Halloween, which is one of my favorite holidays. Then you've got Thanksgiving, which is another one of my favorites. I love making the turkey. It's been a tradition for me. Ever since my mom died, I've been making it. So, and I try to emulate her recipe, and I come very close, but never, I never actually get it. So, and then also, of course, Christmas, which is one of the, another one of my favorite holidays. So, and let's hope this year we can have a great holiday season. And I think we have Dynamite on the phone. Let me check. Dynamite, is that you?
Hi, yes, it is.
Hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate
Hello?
It. Thanks
Hi.
So much.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for.
Oh no, I've been dying to talk to you because I want to know what's going on and I don't want to start it off right away with the bullying stuff, but I mean you've been around for a little while and you're a little kid yourself compared to me. You're a kid, and you've opened for some great bands and. I'm very, very impressed. My goodness. So tell me about your career with your brother and what made you decide to go solo.
Sure, yeah. So I'd been performing with my brother since I was 8 and he was 7. And we did about 50 shows a year, basically through our whole, like up till we were through teenage years. And then we went to college. He
wait,
went to
wait.
Berkeley College
I got Dynamite, you almost said basically our whole lives. That you almost said that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I heard it. I heard it. I'm like, your whole lives? You're babies. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. I'm 24. I feel like that's not
a baby
too much
to
of
me,
a baby,
darling.
But maybe it is. Okay.
That's a baby to me.
Yeah, so, yeah, like the first decade, I guess, of my career from like 8 to 18 with my brother, and then we went to college. And he went to Berklee College of Music, and I went to Brown. He's more like the cool, artsy music producer person, and I'm more nerdy. But he got super into pop production and more like technological music. So he went down that path, and I went down more of like a retro-y path. So then it just led to us making our own music while we were, you know, not under the same roof all the time. And I think as you get older, you get more individualistic. So just finding our own unique sound. They're very different. But, I mean, right now I'm literally at his studio. So we work together still all the time, but just on each other's projects.
Cool. Well, I was going to ask, did he help you with your project?
Yeah. He produced Show Me You for me, which was like my debut single.
Yeah.
And we work together like just for fun. Like he'll record my vocals and that sort of thing. So he's awesome. It's really fun and convenient.
And you open for some great acts, David Archuleta, Cody Simpson, Grayson Chance, Drake Bell, Mitchell Musso, who I didn't know was a singer. Was he singing or no?
Yeah. It was like the Disney Channel era. We did like when we were kids, we opened for a lot of like Disney Nickelodeon people. Because when you're a kid, I guess that makes sense.
Well, it's funny because I'm a big Disney fan. I watched a lot of those shows with my kids, and they were great shows. They were all great shows. So I know a lot of the actors from all these shows. We actually recently had on the D'Alessandro twins.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know them. I'm sure you know them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were good kids to have on. They're pretty much like you in the sense that they're trying to promote positivity for the kids that are online. So, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So now, okay, so you went solo, and when you went solo, did you expect to be involved with the bullying or no? When did you decide to get involved with that?
Well, I think I just always write songs with a message. So my brother and I released this song called The Same when we were like preteens. It was a very long time ago for us, like 10 years ago, I guess. But it sparked like us being national spokespeople for an anti-bullying charity and touring around to different public schools because it was embedded in the curriculum. So I mean, that's my background. But with my music now, I mean, I think I just write how I feel about things. And with social media, I don't know. I wrote Show Me You about my frustration with it and how toxic it can be for teens and kids. And I guess that is kind of tied to a bullying perspective, but I think it's tied to a lot of different negative things that it does to teens and children that I just think we have to protect them from, even adults too. Like, I just think it can be a really toxic space if you don't look at it analytically.
Right.
So yeah, but in general, I always write songs to hopefully make a difference.
Now, what were you noticing on the internet, like on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, that the kids were being affected? Like, how was it affecting them, and what were you noticing to want to get involved in the anti-bullying?
I would say, the anti-bullying, a little different than like the Show Me You song, which is more about social media specifically. With Show Me You, it was my best friend who was my neighbor growing up, and she was like a super fun, awesome person, but very much got sucked into social media and having to put on a front of like a different persona and editing herself to be in places she never was or on magazine covers she never was. And me just being like, why are you doing this? And kind
of why would somebody do that?
I think a lot of them are doing it, and a lot of them are like, it's pretty messed up, but like the number one paid app in the App Store is Facetune. So like, it's just like all the kids feel, they see these models who, yes, like someone definitely edited the photos of a model you see in a magazine or on a billboard or even their Instagrams, and then they as kids feel like they're being compared next to that. But like, no 12-year-old should feel like, you know, they need to look like a Kardashian. It can be so unattainable, and even their photos are airbrushed. All models and influencers are, but it's just unfortunate to see kids feel like they have to fake their lives because they have to just be kids and grow up, and everyone has like an awkward stage, and it's supposed to be like just about having fun when you're that age and not about like wearing fake eyelashes.
Well, before you came on, I was saying how, you know, the internet itself has many wonderful aspects about it, but there are a lot of downsides. I mean, it's a lot of bad information. It's not true. And I don't know. I come from a different time and era where we didn't have this. And I think the fact that where people can become famous, it makes them want to. I don't know. I can't explain it why. Be yourself, man. You know, just be yourself. I mean, I'm not the most attractive person in the world, but I'm just being me. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. I'm not going to change the way I look for you. I mean, if this is it, and that's the way kids or anybody should just accept yourself, love yourself, and you know, look, I mean, I'm not a major success, but like I said, I'm not changing my face or facial anything or nothing about me. I have not changed. And again, if you don't like the way I look, that's too bad. I'm sorry. Move on. You know, I don't know. People need to learn to love themselves, I guess. Get some respect for yourself and take a break from social media every once in a while, too. I don't know. What do you think? What's your opinion on how these kids can stay away from that trap of falling into that?
Well, I think it's hard because a lot of it's tied into, like, I don't know, growing up for me, it wasn't as much a thing. I think Facebook was starting to be, like, catching on at the time, I guess. But for them, it's, like, part of their social lives, too. So it's not just, like, this fun thing that they look at, like a fashion magazine, like when I was a preteen. It's, like, they have to be on it because otherwise they're ostracized and they don't feel a part of what they're doing. So, yeah, with Show Me You, it's more about, like, looking at it analytically and also just encouraging people to use the platforms how they should be used and like be authentic and organic and don't stress about it, especially if you're a kid. Like, that should not be on your mind. You should just be living life, having fun and posting pictures where you are and not worry about, like, I don't know, if your skin looks good in a photo or like, it's just like, you need to just live life and have fun.
This is it. Hey, this is it. The camera doesn't change what you look like. So, you know, you can't even say, oh, bad picture. Hey, the camera doesn't lie. That's you. So get over it. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And listen, kiddo, you got to apologize. I apologize for the sound quality tonight. I've got a major storm happening here between the thunder. It is coming down in buckets. So if you hear background noise, that's what it is. And there's nothing I can do about it. God doesn't want me to have quiet tonight, I guess. I don't know.
But, don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, I would love, and also I wanted to let you know if any callers call in, we're giving away tickets to Chaka Khan and John Waite, so we may get some callers to win their tickets. So, I'm hoping they want to talk to you. But let's play this song, and let's see if we get anybody to call in. This is Show Me You by Dynamite. Check this out. It's very good.
Check 1, 2.
I've got so much feeling bubbling inside, and you seem surprised. I see your perfect smiles, perfect lies, but all you do is lie. Comparing love to pictures of glorified depiction. Your full-time job of dress up doll.
They're the do and throw.
Want the pages, not the cover. No, your soul's not made of rubber. Show me you're not who you wish you were.
Who you wish you were.
I want you not who you pretend to be. You feel too, I know it's not me. Lose those twists and let yourself free. Please just show me you. All the humanness that apply. You won't look get in the eyes. No, a heart's a weapon, fear is alien. So you try to disguise, yeah. Competing with the photo, effects on effects, you know. Playing the tough guy's gonna eat you up. Watch the pages, not the cover. Show me.
Want the patience, not the cover.
Not the
cover. Your soul's not made to rubber.
Yeah. Show me you not who you
were.
That was great. Wow. And your brother does great work, too. My goodness.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
The two of you are a powerhouse. My goodness. Beautiful. I loved it. I loved it. And I, you know, I have to tell you, I was getting a lot of traffic on Instagram, and I was posting my shows on there. And every time I post a show, I get blocked. I don't know why. I don't know why they're blocking
me. Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, so I wasn't able to put, I haven't been able to the last few shows put anything on because I don't want to lose my account, you know, and I don't know why they're blocking
wow.
me. Yeah, I don't know if they're blocking me because somebody's reporting me, you know, like you said, the
oh
social media, people have issues with people for no reason whatsoever. So,
that's so bizarre. What's your account?
JoJo Radio. So I don't know. They're probably blocking me. I don't
oh
know.
My goodness.
Someone's someone's reporting me for no reason whatsoever. So they have an issue with me. Don't know why, but you know, there you go again. You got people out there that are haters and, you know, that just live miserable lives and they're nasty and rude to people, you know, but, anyway, I got to ask you, does your friend know you wrote that for her and what did she think of it? And has she changed?
No.
And has she changed?
She hasn't. We're not too close anymore. I don't know. I mean, she's probably seen it, but I haven't talked about it with her or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, she knows now if she's listening.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you guess so. But now, what are you guys working on now, the two of you? A new album? Or
Yeah, I mean, I have a backlog of original songs, and I'm always writing more. So just like releasing those and some music videos too coming up, and hopefully live shows, just making sure like everything's safe.
Nice.
With public venues. But yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I got to say, I didn't want to say this because I hate when people say, oh, you sound like, you didn't sound like. I got a little feel for Amy Winehouse in there. Just the feel of it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love that.
Hey, that's a compliment, right? I mean, it is, really.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So when do you think you'll be out performing, or you don't know? You do any gigs at all right now, or are you waiting, like you said, for everything
with COVID,
to...
Right now with COVID, no, but it would be really nice. I mean, I think out here, I'm in LA, things are starting to open up for, like, vaccinated people who can show a card to get in. But, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully soon I would love to.
That's great. Great. So now where can people find you? Where can they listen to you? Tell us about where they can get you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, my website is dynamite.com. Dynamite is spelled with a Y instead of an I. So DYNAMYTE.
Yeah.
And then also my Instagram and TikTok is call me dynamite, spelled the same way. Yeah. And then YouTube too. I'm on YouTube, youtube.com/dynamite. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I know you're recording, so I don't want to keep you. And, you know, I don't want your brother to say, come on, let's go. Whoa, did you hear that one? Oh, my goodness. What a storm we're having here. I can't believe it. Can you hear that?
No, I can't, but we have a storm
here.
Oh,
my God. My dog is probably freaking out right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I'm freaking out. Oh, God. Well, Dynamite, man, you sound great. God, all the best to you. You don't need luck, kiddo. You got it. You got the taste. You've got it. So, as they say,
man,
you're going to be going places. You sound really great. I wish you all the best. And if you ever want to come back and play some more music or let us know where you'll be playing, we'd love to have you back.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Everybody, Dynamite, go check her out on YouTube or website, dynamite.com with a Y, not an I. And you can check her out and listen to her music. She's got some great songs out there, not just Show Me You. And if it's anything like Show Me You, I can't wait to hear the rest of it. So, Dynamite, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye. Everybody, Dynamite. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. I don't know if you guys can hear this, but whew, I'm afraid I'm going to get knocked out, to be quite honest, with the power, with what's going on over here. Oh, God, please pray for me that I don't get any flooding. Oh, my God. That was horrible. That was horrible when we got flooded with, what was it, Ida? I live nowhere near water. Let me tell you that. I live nowhere near water, and I got flooded, so... And again, rain is not rain anymore, and winter's supposed to be bad. So can you imagine what the snow is going to be like? If rain is not rain, snow won't be snow. We're going to get slammed. I heard we're getting slammed anyway, but I'm not one to predict the weather. I know nothing about it. All I know about it is when I walk out the door and I say, ooh. It's raining, it's cold, it's hot, and that's it. So, and man, I don't know if you can hear that, but it is bad. But anyway, that was Dynamite. Check her out. I mean, she's, wow. And I forgot to mention, not only is she a great singer and songwriter, she plays the drums too. You'll see that in the video. And that was Show Me You. And, you know, I definitely applaud what she's trying to do to help these young kids, because this new generation is so reliant on social media, and half the things out there aren't real. They're not true. And just a crazy time we're living in a lot of ways. So, you know, and... I don't know. It's just crazy. Like I was saying to her, I can't even post my shows anymore on social media because someone's reporting me. I don't know why. You've seen my promos. There's nothing derogatory in those at all. There it goes. I know you heard that one. You had to have heard that one because if I can hear it through my headphones, I know you had to hear that one. So anyway, thank you all for listening and appreciate it. And we're trying to give these tickets away, folks, All you got to do is call in to win 646-478-0999 and join me on the 28th, Thursday, with Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights. He's coming back to see us. What a sweetheart. I can't wait to have him back on. And, of course, on the 31st, actor, director, singer, musician Tim Lee with his new horror movie has out. And then we have, of course, November right around the corner. This is a crazy week for me. I've got a lot of birthdays this month. So, in my, like I said, my majority of my family is born in October. So, just a crazy month, crazy month. And work, of course, is crazy. And then, you know, you got your personal life and everything. So, anyway. All right. Well, listen, thanks for listening, folks. And hopefully you join us in with Marshall Thompson on the 28th. And I'll try one more time to give those tickets away. Oh, man. I'm telling you, you guys want to get these. These seats are probably great. So, well, stay safe out there, everybody, especially on the East Coast. Well, I think we're all supposed to, the whole country is getting hit with something. The East Coast is getting hit with a nor'easter, is what I read last. That was 2 days ago. I don't know if that has changed, but then I saw something popped up with some flooding, I think, on the West Coast, or they were evacuating again because of fires or something. I don't know. Jesus, what the hell is going on? Oh, man, I'm telling you, just crazy, man, you know? Anyway, all right, let's close out with Show Me You. Again, Dynamite, thank you so much. This is her, no, it's not her new one. She's got other ones that are out that are coming too. So Show Me You, go to her website, dynamite.com, DynamyteE.com, or on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Check her out. Here we go. Show Me You. Thanks, Dynamite. Take care, everybody. Stay safe out there. Bye-bye.
Check 1, 2.
I've got so much feeling bubbling inside, and you seem surprised. I see your perfect smiles, perfect lies, but all you do is I. Not the cover. No, your soul's not made to rubber. Show me you're not who you wish you were.
Who you wish you were.
I want you not who you pretend to be. You feel too, I know it's not me. Lose self-trust and let yourself free. Please just show me you. All the humanness that I supply, you won't look it in. A heart's a weapon, fear is alien. So you try to disguise, yeah. Competing with the photo, effects on effects, you know. Playing the tough guys gonna eat you up. Watch the pages, not the cover.
Please just show me.
Want the patience, not the cover.
Not the cover.
Your folks, make the rubber.
Show me you're not who you are.